A British doctor says she feels let down by the New Zealand government, which pleaded for healthcare workers, but has now gone silent on how they can become residents. She's one of 235 doctors and 900 nurses waiting to join a queue for residence, which has been closed since April last year. Jill Bonnet reports.
Anne Solomon is a GP in Waikanae and her husband is a professor at Victoria University. She's one of only two family doctors in the Kapiti Coast from Paraparaumu to Levin who are taking on new patients.
Like all GPs, I pull out all the stops for my patients and I work late into the evening, way beyond my paid hours because I love my job and I care about doing it well. But I don't feel like New Zealand cares about me very much at the moment, and my family.
She says the government was crying out for health staff, and she and her husband moved their three teenage girls here to answer that call. One of them will be leaving school at the end of the year, and as things stand, without residence, she'll not be able to work.
If she can't work here, she doesn't really have a life here. And, you know, if our kids don't have a life here, then nor can we. And so we have to face up the very uncomfortable possibility that we might have to uproot, having come all this way and made this enormous effort to settle and go home again.
Dr. Solomon says they also can't buy a house and, in a grim irony, would have to pay for healthcare if they fell ill. She says they were told residents would be straightforward and that the pause on expressions of interest would be temporary.
We've made the most enormous change in our entire lives and we trusted what we were told and it's not materialising and no reasons have been given. And we feel like we're being left to sink or swim.
A decision on when skilled migrants could apply for residence was deferred for another 6 months in October. Meanwhile, the numbers of people who've submitted expressions of interest has grown to 10,000. Immigration adviser Erin Goodhue says all those people are in the dark.
There's no certainty. You know, the minister keeps saying we'll look at it soon and it will happen soon, but that's been said for a long time now and nothing's changed. Nothing else has been forthcoming. A lot of people are just thinking, do I even have a future in this country? Am I wanted here?
In a statement, the Immigration Minister, Chris Farfoy, told RNZ the suspension of residence ballots allows Immigration New Zealand to focus on processing existing applications. He says he's asked for more advice from officials and expects to make an announcement soon.